It probably is part of it, Paddy. I think in Tyrone we want to do things better, and we're all the time striving to be the best. And tonight's forum is all about developing our structures, our roles and responsibilities in raising youth profile, in helping develop coaching structures. And tonight is testimony to the effort that's going into clubs and the good rapport we've built up with clubs, in the fact that I think there's 43 of the men's clubs here and I think 3 of the hurling clubs. So yes, definitely a very encouraging start to the season.
When you look back at last year, obviously not only did Tyrone win the minor championship, the hurlers were thereabouts as well, and of course all the club championships, all the club leagues were completed as well, and that's a testament to the hard work of everybody on the ground.
Absolutely, Paddy. And Tyrone, you know the size of the county, we have 33 youth competitions to complete in a season, which involves, from working out the fixtures there of over this last couple of weeks, that involves actually 70 dates after we have to try and cram in those 33 competitions. So it's an owner's task, but working with the clubs and getting the cooperation and building up that good rapport as we talk about helps my job a wee bit easier, and likewise then the clubs are happy, they're getting their games played, and the whole thing is a roll on knock on effect, Paddy.
But also the fact is that there's so much cooperation between the clubs and so much work being done at Ulster Council and Tyrone level as well in terms of coaching and development.
Absolutely, that's why we wanted, as part of tonight's, to have Terence McWilliams here, the Ulster Council's Games Development Manager here, to talk to the clubs about a good, strong, sustainable coaching structure within the clubs, and to build on that from an early age, from the 6 to 8s, and then that will have a knock-on effect and reverberate right down the whole age gaps.
So Gaelic Start obviously is a big thing underway. It goes on so many clubs now, right up to under 18 minor level. There is obviously the problem with some numbers in clubs, but to alleviate that problem, there's a lot of amalgamations take place.
I think it's a trend of the times, Paddy. The way things is going, smaller families, and the inevitability then of getting young lads football. You know, there's no point in beating yourself up if you haven't got the numbers. You know, the next best option is to join with your neighbours and to provide those lads with a competitive level of football, and that's what clubs are now realising is their only option.
So at club level then, the action gets underway very shortly, a determined approach from everybody to make it another successful year.
Absolutely, Paddy. As I say, working with the clubs, working with the youth committee, our competition gets into full swing now on the 26th of February, and tonight the clubs are away home with the fixtures and they're all chopping at the bit to get going again, Paddy.
You've enjoyed your term as youth officer. You were elected back into the post again. Is there anything different you will do yourself this year? Is there anything you can improve on?
I think in any walk of life, you're all the time trying to improve or trying to do things better. And, you know, this year is no different. We had a youth forum towards the end of last year where there was a few lessons, a few things that we needed to tweak. This year, we want to try and stabilise the things that maybe didn't work so well and try and make things even better and keep the clubs happy. Because at the end of the day, if you have the clubs happy and games are being played, then everybody's happy.
Youth football in Tyrone, very healthy.
I would hope so, Paddy, and I think looking at tonight bears testimony to that there. We have a genuine interest among the clubs, we have a new freshness amongst the clubs, a lot of new youth officers there. We want to get them trained up into knowing what their role is, what their responsibility is, and this is what's part of it here tonight.